Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
Oh yeah, welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's me.
Yay, you.
It's Nate D.
You, the overweight...
Nate D.
Do you remember Heavy D? Boys, the boys that love me. He's the overweight lover, Heavy D.
No. No, I'm white, Larry. I don't remember any of that.
He was a pretty white rapper. I mean, he was a big black dude, but...
He was a pretty white rapper.
It was like the opposite of gangster rap. It was like teddy bear rap.
Yeah. Snuggly rap.
Yeah, it was the opposite of NWA. It was okay to be that way.
It was teddy bears with hugs.
Sure. Aww. Absolutely. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Yay.
We got some big announcements this week, so let's get right into it. I want to tell everybody about the website, first of all, natedarlingshow.com. It continues to grow and evolve. We have added our bios this week.
What?
So we're going to try and put new content on the website every week.
I was going to totally make mine up, but I thought that would be wrong.
Yeah, me too.
No, and that's, you know, either way, there are bios, so go and check those out, and so that's done. The big, 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 big announcement is we are back in the iTunes store.
Yay!
We're just like Rihanna.
We are.
You can Google Rihanna or iTunes Rihanna and find her. You can iTunes us and find us.
So this is what you need to do. If you're somebody who has subscribed to the show on iTunes a while ago and you're an ongoing listener, this feed that you've got this show on is going away on Saturday. It will not
Sunday.
This will not be that will not exist for you on April Fool's Day. It's not going to exist. It's not a joke, but it's going away from there. So you need to go to iTunes and you need to subscribe to our show. Now you can either go to iTunes and search for us or you can go to natedarlingshow.com and right at the very first post that you'll find on the page, there is a link that will take you to iTunes so that you can subscribe to the show. So that is all done. That is taken care of. And I said some really bad things about iTunes, like they suck and so on and so forth. And while part of the problem was me, I'm still going to say I'm going to retract about 15% of the suckage that I threw towards iTunes.
Do you know which is funny? Because a friend of mine who works at iTunes and does things actually listened to that podcast.
Sweet. And what did they say?
He said no comment.
Of course he did.
Because iTunes, unlike almost every other like Silicon company, like Apple's a really not very touchy-feely, do whatever you Google-ish environment.
Yeah. Yeah, you it's don't want to. Yeah. So I found out what the problem was with the feed, and it was something, basically I'm going to blame it on the Google-Apple feud that's going on. So it was a matter of getting those two things to work together. But the feed's up, it's working great. And the Podbean site is going away. The old feed is going away, so update everything that you need to update, and please tell your friends. Now, all that is done. Our show is free. It's an hour of comedy every week for free. Other places, if you go for comedy, you can pay as much as $25 to $50.
Unless Larry's not here, then I get all serious and dark, and it's an hour of sort of Mel being kind of morose.
It's an hour Aww. Of Mel. It's an hour of Mel's therapy session.
Right.
It's what we go to.
We have a mobile version of our website.
Well, yeah, if you have a mobile phone, you can go to our website.
No, but it does special things.
Does it? I was not aware. It did it on its own then. So that's good to know. Larry's on his phone. I know that is a shocker.
Nothing, huh?
So anyway, I'm trying to look up. I true. Want to show you my biography.
Okay.
Larry's looking up his bio on his phone because unlike me...
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Larry is not.
True.
And
well, it's funny because I wrote mine and I sent it to Nate, but it was kind of like one big long run-on. And he's like, is it okay if I punctuate it and put stuff in the right places?
Oh!
And I was like, that would be great. Ouch. If you could do that.
What is it, like seventh grade?
Yeah, well, I had to adjust it a little bit of cleaning it
I
up.
I write like I speak, and it's sort of run-on-y.
I am a trained radio DJ.
You are.
It's true. So here's what we need you
to
do.
Is that Casey Kasem?
It is not. It's Scott Shannon.
Oh, it sounds like Casey Kasem.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Shannon, and...
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Your bio is long.
His is long.
That's what he said. Ah, yes! Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah, see, Larry yells into the microphone because...
Well, yours is a big lie.
Because he is not.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
So, here's what we need from you. And this is all stuff you can do for free. That was two things you can do for free to help the show. One, go to iTunes. When you subscribe, please write a review of the show. Check us off for like 4, 5, 6, 8 stars. And tell everybody why you like the show. And recommend us to your friends. So that's one way to help us for free. You guys going to participate in the show or you're just going to pass the phone back and forth?
I'm reading his bio and it's like half truth, half lie, but you have to decide which parts are which.
There you go.
Some of it, there's like little truths flecked in. I like it.
And the second thing that you can do to help the show, and this is also free, is if you're going to buy something on Amazon.
Like my new awesome Blu-ray DVD wireless machine.
Have you already received it?
It's so fun. I'm addicted.
Just go to NateDarlingShow.com and click Shop Amazon Through Us. It's right at the top of the page, and that will take you right to Amazon. That's all you have to do. It's one extra click, and then we will get a small percentage of whatever you spend on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything more. It's completely free for you, and it helps the show a lot. So those are the two things we need you to do to help us out that are free. One, subscribe on iTunes and write a review. And if you're going to shop on Amazon, go through NateDarlingShow.com.
So, and remember, Eric in Portland, every butt plug counts.
Eric in Portland, I was talking about you to some of my friends. I call you my fan.
I think his keyboard at work just went up about an inch or two just from that mention. Because he does listen at work. Okay. So everybody had a big weekend. Mel went to brunch. Larry went to the movies. And I went for a run. So Mel, how was brunch?
Brunch was amazing. I love brunch. I just love everything about brunch. But we went with another couple and we went out to the Delta, to this place. Yay! On the, this old hotel on the river. And it was like one of those champagne and the guys got Bloody Marys and they had shrimp cocktails, which I love.
Oh, God.
And an omelet station, which I found fascinating because I love watching people make omelets and flip them. Ugh. And it was so good. It was called the Ryde Hotel, RYDE. So if you live in this area, check it out. It was freaking awesome.
It used to be a speakeasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It used to be a brothel because it gave that vibe.
That's what we figured. They didn't tell us, but that's what we thought.
Yeah. And Paul had just enough that he had this like light buzz on. And so he kept it the whole day. So he was so hilarious.
Yay.
Sometimes he cracks me up and he just had the perfect buzz all day. And so he was just so funny that I was like, have one more beer. One more beer.
Oh, that's great. So your boyfriend spent the day drunk.
Just lightly, hilariously buzzed. Okay. Every time he started to sort of sober up, I gave, you know, I was like, you can have another beer. Because it was just, he's amazingly funny anyway, but with just a little bit of a buzz, he just relaxes enough that he doesn't edit at all. And he says the most hilarious stuff. I also took a video of him giving the dog a bath this weekend. And it was the funniest shit I've ever.
Wow.
He's talking to the dog. Like he's having a conversation in the bathtub with the dog.
Can you put that on YouTube?
He threatened my life. He already threatened me.
You
not
can
to
make
do
it private.
Well, it's no. I don't want her to put it on YouTube to make it private. I want to put it on the YouTube so he can put it on.
He was doing like his Schwarzenegger voice and yelling at the dog. It was amazing.
Wow. That sounds like fun. Speaking of movies, Larry, you went to see a couple of films this weekend.
I did.
Let's do it really quickly on this because we got a lot to get to today. The first movie you saw was 21 Jump Street. What did you think?
That was the second movie I saw. So let's go in reverse order. Yeah. So it was very good. I recommend it. It was funny. I saw it with like the people I saw it with were like, it was stupid. I'm like, what did you think? It's a funny like dudes going to high school movie. It's really funny. I think, and how can you not love a movie with the hottest dude ever? He's not even
hottest.
My type physically. He really isn't. But what's his name?
Channing Tatum.
But
Channing
I always Tatum. Think Carol Channing when I say his name, so I think of her. But he's
or
hot.
Tatum
it's
O'Neil.
Funny. There's really funny lines in it, and so I recommend it.
And the other movie you saw was?
Friends with Kids, which is kind of like Bridesmaids 2, just in terms of who's in it. Really great people. I can see now why they had a hard time, why they thought it wasn't going to do well, because it's very complex. Like, it's really adult-ish. It's not like Bridesmaids funny, but there's really funny parts in it, but there's some incredibly awkward. If you are single and 30, or single and 40, or just in a relationship, I encourage you to go see it. It was great. It made me think a lot about like,
can you explain that exactly?
Yeah, it's about, so quick setup. The movie is about a group of couples And everyone's like a romantic couple, except for one couple. They're like best friends. They see all their friends have kids and their relationship suffers. They decide to remain friends and have a baby, but each date separately because they've seen how their relationship falls apart when you have a kid because your focus becomes a kid and they don't want that, but they want children. So they agree to have a baby and everything works really well until it kind of doesn't. But it really forces you to just look at a whole bunch of different just things about children and relationships and adulthood and what that means and dating and just lots of things. It's one of those movies like you really do still think about, but it's really funny. And the cast is superb. There's really great people in it. And I saw it with Adam. Hi, Adam. He was really excited to listen. So, hey.
All right. Well, hello, Adam.
I recommend it. It's really good.
I don't want babies.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to have them then.
Side note.
I thought we could try after.
Well, we can. I like practicing.
Okay, I got a pack of Zima in my car.
Awesome.
Is that for you or her?
Me. Hello.
I just wanted to clear it up.
I'm going to shotgun some Zima and then ride Taco Town.
So I'm always telling people, you know, about the podcast. So do you know who I pushed the podcast to today?
Who?
My dentist. And he was like, I'm definitely going to listen to it. So I hope he decides to listen to it because he's an amazingly cool, like hip dentist.
Nice. And, your
teeth look great.
Thank you.
You do have beautiful teeth.
He gave me a good marks today for doing a good job.
Does he have any single hygienists?
I don't know. The one that does my teeth is married because she's always talking about her little kids.
Or she's a whore and knocked up.
So the only thing I don't like about my dentist is that he's a diehard Michigan fan.
Oh, well, that's...
Ugh.
We actually have a clip of your dentist, Mel.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
I wasn't expecting that from him, but...
your dentist.
I know. That's crazy.
I apologize,
if he
doctor.
Listens, I know. He's going to be like, oh, my God.
It would be crazy if he had the same voice. That would be the best ever.
Mel goes to the gayest dentist in Sacramento.
Oh, I don't. I love him.
What have I done to deserve this?
There we go. So,
I love that, by the way, on a side note, with this, that Eric in Portland drinks every time you guys piss me off. He must be so fucking loaded all the time because I'm always annoyed by the two of you chuckleheads.
Well,
I love Eric in Portland.
He is a
number. I'm gonna try to be more positive just for his liver.
Do you know how he wrote us an email and talked about his new special room in his house?
Yes.
I think we should do a field trip one day and go visit it.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you'll be able to leave. I think he may chain you in it.
Oh,
if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Eric.
All right. So moving on. My weekend, very different than yours. I started out on Saturday morning doing the 4 mile donut dash through Land Park.
Is it running from donuts or running to donuts?
Both. You run 2 miles to from Land Park to Marie's Donuts. And then if you sign up to get donuts, you get either 4 full-size glazed donuts or 6 donut holes. And then you run 2 miles back.
That does not seem like a comparable deal. 4 full-size donuts or 6 mini donuts?
Donut holes. And I think it's for people who want to have donuts but don't want to have as much donut.
That's a lot of donuts.
Well, I think it's funny that you have to you sign up to get donuts. It seems like that should just be automatic and then you could just give them to a friend.
No. Because when I signed up and you have the option of not eating donuts. Oh. It's just so they know how many to prepare.
Ah.
Do you eat them and then run?
Some people do. Most people run back with a bag of donuts, which is freaking hilarious.
That's stupid.
So yeah, Hootie, you're stupid because you ran back. Larry said you're stupid because you ran back.
Hootie,
yeah, Hootie.
Of see, I want to be able to enjoy. No. I want to enjoy mine. I'll relax with a cup of coffee. I wouldn't want to have to eat them on the fly and then go run.
And you don't have to, but if you do that, then you have to run back with a bag of donuts.
What was your donut persuasion?
I didn't have any.
What?
I didn't have any.
What?
You need a carbo load when you run.
And donuts are delicious.
They are delicious. What we did was we picked up our race packets on Friday night at Marie's Donuts, and I got a couple donuts then. So I had them on Friday night
So you were carbo loading.
I was ready to go. And I was 4 minutes off my time from last year, which isn't bad considering my hamstring tightened up and I had to walk and run. So I didn't run the whole thing like I did last year, but I ran for a while and then it tightened up and I walked and then I ran for a while and then I walked. And so it was alternating walking and running.
Did you walk like a walker or like a race walker?
I walked like someone walking with a purpose to get somewhere in a hurry. I can't walk like a race walker because, well, I could if I really had to poop. And I didn't want it to squeak out. That would
squishy.
Because that's really how a race walker does it.
They're like ducks or penguins. My daddy used to always call them duck walkers.
Oh, they do look like duck walkers.
So that was my Saturday morning. And then I went to brunch with Hootie and my friend Josh and Marianne and her 2-year-old daughter.
Where did you go?
We went to Waffle Square,
which
was good. So did that, and then Saturday night did the In Your Facebook improv show.
Excellent.
At the Comedy Spot. So that was my weekend.
Oh, I also went to Orphan over the weekend.
Aww.
Finally.
I love Orphan. That was my second time.
Okay, good. Here's the thing though. You really I love Orphan. I think it's incredible. It's one of my go-to brunch places, but if you're taking people, it's a little tip. You have to kind of feel out who they are. If there are people who like ketchup or like, and I love diner food, so I'm not saying this as any kind of slam. If their version of brunch is more like eggs and hash browns with ketchup, don't take them there because Orphan is emphatically, undeniably anti-ketchup. They don't have it.
I took my family. And while they are fairly healthy, trendy eaters, my brother is a big guy who likes a big plate of food and feels very strongly about free refills.
Oh, okay.
And they don't have pop refills. They don't have coffee refills. They don't have anything refills. And they give you small glasses. And he was pissed about that. Okay. And then they had like street tacos as a special, these shrimp tacos.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, they were the best thing I've ever eaten. But it was like an appetizer. He's like, I could have eaten 4 plates of them.
Yeah, and they're one of those douchey hipster places that only takes cash.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say douchey hipster. I would say hipster light.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of douchey hipsters the time I went. The In Your Facebook improv group met there once.
But, I've gotten my stride there because, I really love the food. I got there's a thing that it's like, because I eat like a girl, I guess, or a weird hippie girl. They have a tofu brown rice thing with steamed spinach.
They do. It's really good.
So fucking good. But their coffee, they roast in house and they drip in house, and it's a little bit annoying because it takes a long time
forever.
Sometimes, and then they give you a mug that's so full you can't add anything to it.
Oh my god, who the hell cares?
I hate you so much.
When they Eric, buy, you're getting
when,
drunk.
When they buy ad space on the show, we'll talk about
all right,
them
Eric,
for the whole
take
show.
A drink. I'm hitting Nate.
So we're gonna move on from there, from this commercial for the
dude. Now I really want
place.
Orphan. I can't lie. I want rosemary bread.
No, you can go. Oh wait, they're closed because they don't care.
I wish I had a sack so I could tell you to lick it.
Meow.
Wow. Somebody's very angry. You know who else is angry? Larry, I saw this and I immediately thought of you because you're also a gay man. Two gay men arrested for having sex with each other on a cruise ship in the Caribbean.
A gay cruise.
Well, yes. A gay cruise ship. Two men, both from Southern California, were arrested for having sex with each other on a gay cruise ship in the Caribbean. People in West Hollywood were shocked at the international arrests, said one woman. Why would the company even take you there if that was a risk? One man said, that doesn't make any sense. The two men were on the Celebrity Summit cruise ship that was docked in the...
Celebrity!
Exactly.
That's how they have to say it.
They were docked in the tiny country of Dominica. Sodomy, or as it's called in Dominica, buggery.
Which is such a fun word.
Buggery!
It is.
No, buggery!
It's actually illegal there. And the men were arrested for buggery, but have only been charged with indecent exposure, which is a lesser charge.
Yeah.
Now, here's where you go from...
I'd
like,
want my free cruise, man. I'd be so mad.
No. Here's where we go from being angry to being, you stupid gays, what were you thinking?
No.
They were having sex in their cabin, which is fine, except their drapes were open. So it was the people on the dock... could actually see them.
See, I'd never think about that. Like, ships seem so elevated and the windows are kind of small. Like, I don't know that I would think of that.
Close your porthole, Mel. That's all we're saying here.
Hey, boy, open your porthole.
If he had closed his porthole, they wouldn't have been able to have sex.
Well, different porthole. Any porthole in a storm.
That's what's annoying. They really are in trouble because they went on their balcony naked. Which, Atlanta, the crew, like, for straight people, I don't know if you know this, but gay cruises happen all the time. They rent out the entire boat.
Sure.
Gay men have lots of money, love to go on boats, and love to fuck endlessly, so it's kind of perfect. The problem I had is the guy that covered it is like, oh, well, this has never happened. You know, people should know they can't be naked on their balconies. If anyone has ever been on a gay cruise or seen advertisements for gay cruises, all it is people being naked every place and having sex every place under the sun, and they throw and have incredible things that encourage people to be as crazy as possible. So for them to then say, it's irresponsible for our guests to be naked, it is very insulting.
Well,
in my opinion.
Okay, first of all, go ahead, but you really have to do the be in Rome math with all this stuff. It's great that you're gay and you're proud and you like to swing your wang around and all that jazz, but you kind of got to know where you're going. And they talked to a cruise director who said there were a few things that should have happened that apparently didn't. Now, number one, the travel agent should have told the clients that about the destinations. And number two, Atlantis should have told them about the destinations. And number three, the clients should have kept their windows shut. And basically, gay people should avoid four key areas in the Caribbean because of their homophobic laws, not because, hey, gays, you shouldn't come here because you're not welcome, but because you're going to get arrested for buggery. Never Jamaica.
Never. I say that as a rule for anyone. Never go to Jamaica.
Oh, I have a couple of friends who are going to Jamaica soon.
I'm sorry for them.
Yeah, well, they're still friends with my ex, so good for them.
Oh, good.
Never the Cayman Islands. Never the Bahamas. And obviously, never Dominica.
True.
So, and here's the whole thing. If the men are found guilty, they face a $370 fine and 6 months in jail where they can engage in buggery till their heart's content.
That's not the buggery they signed up for.
I just think it's kind of crappy. I mean, if I went to a swingers thing and then you all get arrested for swinging, it's like, right. What?
Well, if you went to a swingers thing and you were swinging out on the balcony in plain view of the
I guess
street,
I'd like to think I was safe if that was the theme of the thing, yeah, I guess. Right. I'd like to think that I was in a safe environment.
And standing naked on a deck really is not that big of a deal. And guess what, people? I've been on cruises before and I stood on decks naked. I never was arrested.
Well, you're lucky. Were you engaging in buggery?
No comment. Ew, but if people who know me know who I've gone on cruises with, so they'll find that really awkward.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, well.
Gay cruises. There's actually been controversy because some women have wanted to go on gay male cruises and they won't let them.
Are they afraid they'll stare at stuff or is it a lesbian? What's going on? Why do gay men hate women?
Well, this is an issue that's happening. I think I talked about this before. Gay bars are banning women. The problem is, as much as gay men love their straight women and gay women and bi women, I'm including all, there comes a place when if you're a member of a minority group that doesn't feel that you can be who you are in other places, you want to have self-confined areas. And when those areas become infiltrated, they stop becoming your spaces. And so if you're a gay dude and you want to go out to a gay club and just be with gay dudes, I think that's okay. I understand there's some ramifications to that, but like, I think it's especially insulting in the state of California. If I go out to have to find, if I'm at a club and I see four or five women celebrating the fact they're getting married, I am super happy for them, but it's an insult to me that I can't in my gay bar and you're celebrating your heterosexuality a little bit. Straight people will not understand that, and I get it, but I think it's a feeling that many people have. I think it's a little ridiculous. When I usually go out, I go out with women, so I don't really support those things, but I think it's, I understand why that's there.
All right, moving on.
Eric, back me up here, boy. Who just called him boy?
Girl.
He'll back you up. Anyway, Spike Lee, now in a little bit of trouble, added this late, Mel, if you didn't see it.
I did. I got that version.
Spike Lee, he's like many people, very upset about the whole Trayvon Martin situation in Florida, which I don't really want to get into the other of this, because ultimately, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I'm not getting into that because I wasn't there.
Different media outlets are going to give their sort of skewed view one way or the other, either for or against one person or the other.
The bottom line is we live in America. You are innocent until proven guilty. Whether you've done something that I think is reprehensible or whether I think you've done something that is gallant and brave, it doesn't matter. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. That being said, Spike Lee, he retweeted the address of George Zimmerman, who is the guy who he admits shooting him, but he felt threatened, which gets into the Florida law. The only problem with Spike Lee retweeting this address to his 247,000 followers, it was the wrong address. So when a Washington Times reporter went to that address, found out that it wasn't in fact the gated community where Martin was shot, and a neighbor told the reporter that a woman named Elaine lived there. So, hey, Spike Lee, just cheer for the Knicks and leave your outrage on a more public scale.
He needs a fact checker.
He needs to stop. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to take a deep breath and just kind of relax. And you know what? Honestly, the justice system needs to work. It needs to step it up and do what it needs to do. And yes, people can be outraged. Yes, people can protest. But now we have the Black Panther Party, who has put a bounty on this guy's head. The Black Panther Party. They're back. Mm-hmm. They're back from the 60s. Like,
I don't,
like
I don't think they
beat.
Ever went completely away,
they
did they?
They underground. Yeah. They went DL.
on the down. Oh, no. They're coming after you.
Here, I agree. Talking about it, I think, is pointless. But here's, I think, I really think that this is a forecast of racial issues in America. We have become so comfortable by being uncomfortable when talking about racial issues, being black, white. We've become comfortable with that. What we're not comfortable with, and that's taking place right now. Have you seen him? He's not a white dude.
He's mixed race. He has a...
And he's a very dark Latino dude.
He is. He has a one dark. Parent who's white and one parent who is Hispanic.
And I don't know if I saw him, I wouldn't even guess he was biracial.
No.
And it's just very interesting to me how we're not able to talk about racial issues in a very complex way because all the initial reaction was like this unarmed black man was killed. But what I find interesting is that media... I do, and if it was a white dude, I think it would have said a white man killed an unarmed black guy. Mm-hmm. But they're not; they're just saying a man killed an unarmed black guy.
Well, the assumption,
which I think is interesting,
the assumption was because his name was Zimmerman, that was that he was a white guy. Right. That it was there was a
which
white
shows
guy.
The complexity of race in America,
exactly.
Increasingly,
a white Jewish guy.
Yeah,
one
of yours.
Hey guys, yeah. I don't know why I made him just sound like that. But what I also think is interesting, some of the stuff that's coming out, like he was on a 2-week suspension from school. Like I think it's very volatile, and what I am disappointed at is that people, I think this is true of so many things, instead of talking about the bigger issues and the real injustices that are there, it's so focused on this one thing that we not have a conversation about the bigger issues connected.
Well, that's really what goes on everywhere, not just in the country as a whole. If you think about your office where you work, everybody wants to focus on this little thing and that little thing that they can't, you know, take a step back and look at the big picture of the problem.
We get very narrow.
Everybody gets very narrow, and what's that little thing that's eating away at them as opposed to what does this look like in the big picture of things?
It's sort of on a totally different story, but what you made me think of was the Kim Kardashian getting the flower bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was sort of made me think of the same thing. Like, her sister was saying, like, I don't support harassing or bullying from anybody. Now, I don't wear fur, and I supported PETA up till now, but now that they're bullying and harassing someone, especially someone that I love, I don't get it. Like, the big picture to me is, shouldn't we not do any of these things, and why would we hurt
exactly.
someone?
Well, especially given the paranoia around anthrax and celebrities, like, regardless of whether or not she's ridiculous, like, really? Like, I don't understand how they thought that was a good idea.
Well, I think it falls under the same idea as glitter bombing Rick Santorum, as much as you may hate him, and I know that was a big thing to do for very angry gay people.
Why do you hate gay people today?
I don't hate gay people.
I'm
they
calling
were just...
all the gay. I'm texting your address to all the gays. Uh-oh, wrong address.
They all show up at Brian Crawl's house.
Hey, guys. We're mean and fabulous. I just became mega gay there.
So no, I don't think throwing stuff on people in any manner, shape, or form is a good idea. It's just one of those things. Whether it's anthrax or not, it was just stupid. And some Will Smith, speaking of tweeting, tweeted that the person that threw flour on Kim Kardashian was arrested immediately, and George Zimmerman, the guy who shot Trayvon Martin, is still free. It's a different situation. That was a situation where a guy is claiming he felt threatened. Nobody was there. There were no witnesses. The other thing, there were video cameras rolling. There were tons of witnesses. It was right there. There was security to grab it right away. It's not the same fucking thing, people. Just relax. Put down your fucking phone and stop tweeting, you jackasses.
Yeah, I
just
mean, how did,
fucking
who,
stop it.
Why would Spike Lee think in any way it's a good idea to try to get this guy hurt, which is what you're doing by trying to send people to his home? I mean, that's just dangerous and irresponsible.
It's
shame
a,
on him.
It's a vigilante attitude that comes with not thinking and just being mad about something.
Because could you imagine if somebody actually from that tweet went and killed this guy, and then he'd have to be like, oh my God, oh my God.
I think you just described a future Law & Order episode.
I know.
About six.
Literally, they're filming it right now.
All
right,
so I'm gonna be everybody's dad right now for a second, okay? This goes for Spike Lee,
wow.
Will Smith, anybody else who's angry about this, white, black, Cuban or Asian, to borrow a line from Will Smith. No matter how angry you are about something, before you tweet, just before you go onto your fucking Twitter, just put your phone down, step away from your keyboard, take a deep breath, and count to 10. And then think to yourself, is this a good idea? And then if you really think after that it is a good idea, go ahead and do it. But fucking think, people. Jesus Christ.
And remember, there's real people on the other end of your fucking tweet.
Jackasses. All right.
Nate Darling lives at 17 and 8.
All right. And you know who? Somebody's mad at Apple. We talked about iTunes earlier. Apple's being sued for misleading Siri commercials.
Shocker.
Yeah, well, a man in New York is suing over them, claiming that the ads are examples of, quote, intentional misrepresentation and negligent misrepresentation of the voice assistant's capabilities. It's a class action lawsuit that, through extensive and comprehensive nationwide marketing campaign, Apple has conveyed the misleading and deceptive message that the iPhone 4S's Siri feature, a so-called voice-activated assistant, performs useful functions and otherwise works as advertised. The complaint continues, in many of Apple's television advertisements, individuals are shown using Siri to make appointments, find restaurants, and even learn the guitar chords to classic rock songs or how to tie a tie. In the commercials, all these tasks are done with ease with the assistant of the iPhone 4S's Siri feature, a represented functionality contrary to the actual operating results and performance of Siri. So basically, people saw this ad and thought that Apple had made magic. and now they're suing them.
Yeah. Siri.
I like the way you said that.
Look, it's a magic box. Look what it can do.
Magic phone.
Look what it can do. I'm going to sue them now.
I did sort of see those commercials and my mind was blown. And then I actually got to play with somebody's phone that had Siri on it. And she is sort of useless.
Exactly.
But fun. It's like a toy.
But if you go to the Apple store, go to the 18 or wherever they sell them and go, hey, can I? There's a demo there. It'll show you what it does. And you'll realize very quickly that it doesn't really do anything. I mean, it may do a couple of things differently, but the voice search on my Android phone, I hit the voice button, I speak into it, it does a Google search, and then it comes up with results. It's really pretty much the same thing. It doesn't talk back to me, but I don't need it to.
Yeah, but she's not like Watson or whatever. It's not like she's going to deduce things.
Right, but that's, people kind of got into this whole attitude that, oh my God, it's a magic box. Apple made it magic. It's going to do it. Yay!
White people love Apple.
Oh, well, yeah. Some black people too. Not a lot, though. That's why they have the white Apple stuff. It's for the black people.
That's racist.
It's true.
Maybe, you're going to have black Apple Black Apple fans protesting.
I'm going to have gay black Apple fans protesting me.
Glapples.
Glapples.
I love glapples.
Glapples. They'll be having glappletinis and be like, glapples. Girl, you made me so angry on
your
podcast.
You do not make a good black gay man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess thank
Girl,
you.
Girl, shoot.
See, that's Larry, by the way. I'm not doing that one again.
That
in trouble.
Was not me.
Yeah, that was me.
Mel, just such a good gay black dude.
Oh yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, we've reached the point in the show. Wow, we're going long. It's time for the original segment on our show. It's time for...
Cool.
Whoa.
Tool. Hey, see, I switched them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat That's that, crazy. Fonzie. I'm just kidding.
You're going to cause Eric to be disoriented.
I know. Well, he's probably had enough drinks by now to do that. Hey, Cooler Tool sponsored this week by our friends at Huge Entertainment.
H-U-G. Huge.
I saw Pat from Huge Entertainment today.
How is Pat?
Pat's doing well.
Is he huge?
He's tall.
How tall?
He's over 6 feet tall. I never measured him, but over 6 feet tall.
I like to know the height of people. It's a thing I'm into.
Oh, by the way.
I just need to clarify that.
This happened to me just before the show tonight, so I want to get this out there. Speaking of size, I was walking into the Rite Aid, and there were a couple of hobos there, and one of them addresses me thusly. Hey, big guy, do you have, and I ignored him and walked in the store. Here's my tip for hobos.
I love that you use the word hobo.
Okay, indigent fuckers.
Okay.
Oh.
Better?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like hobos as a friendlier term. It conveys a sense of whimsy that they don't really have. Here's my tip for you. I'm about 5'8". So, big guy, obviously I'm not tall. So, it's one of two things. Either you're calling me fat, or you're staring at my cock. And either way, I'm not impressed.
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
That's not a way to get me to give you money.
Maybe you look like somebody who's like a lawyer and he thought you were like big and rich. And that he meant big guy, like big important dude.
No, I was wearing a red raincoat.
Oh, yeah.
Were you wearing pants?
I was.
Do they have a crotch?
All my pants.
You live in Midtown. It's an important question.
It is. And all my pants do, in fact, have a crotch.
Larry's wearing pants today. It's kind of weird.
It's strange. It's a very different thing.
Don't you hate when work is so busy you don't have time to do the things you normally do, like read Pinterest or change into shorts before you leave for the day? That's been me for 2 weeks. Continue.
It's a terrible thing. So that's my tip for any of the hobos listening to the podcast. And by the way, if you're a hobo listening to the podcast, you've probably got enough money. Stop asking me for it. Anyway, so Cooler Tool, first off, the gay dudes for not pulling the shades on their porthole. Larry, I think I know your answer.
Yeah, the gay dudes are cool because I can't betray my people. And what they were doing, it's not like they were having like an orgy at the pool as like a family of five ate dinner next to them, which is kind of what the press made the story sound initially. So I'm going to say cool.
Mel?
I'm going to say cool too. I just feel like it should have been a safe environment where they were invited to be on a gay cruise where they were supposed to be able to be openly, comfortably gay. And then it got sort of backfired on them.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm gay angry.
What's happening?
Gangry?
I just read updates about who got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And the prima donna lesbian, Martina Navratilova, voted off.
Oh.
I saw her childhood home when I was in the Czech Republic on a totally unrelated note.
I'm sorry, I had to share.
All right, I'm gonna go completely opposite of you two.
Duh.
And I'm gonna go Tool. And
because you're homophobic.
No, I'm not homophobic. I don't want to see a middle-aged couple having sex through the porthole either.
How would you feel if it was two hot girls?
Probably aroused, but that's not the point. Actually, I would probably feel very uncomfortable because
really, if you were on a cruise and two hot girls were standing naked on their balcony, you would feel uncomfortable.
If they were being intimate with each other, I would feel very uncomfortable.
Like
by
they
that.
Said, being intimate.
I went that way.
It's a gay cruise. You wouldn't be there.
No. The people that complained weren't the people on the boat. They were the people on the fucking dock.
Well, they're
Mel.
Peeping Toms, and they should keep their eyes in their head.
Bullshit. You can see into my bedroom from the sidewalk outside of my house. Exactly. So if I'm doing something in my bedroom, I close the blinds.
Always.
But if I don't close the blinds, and somebody's walking by and sees me doing something on my bed in my house, it is, in fact, inappropriate because you can see it from a public place. Mm. Period. I understand what you're saying. They should have been told, but because they weren't, how really would it have been that hard for them to just close the drapes for a second? Did they really need the natural glint of sunlight off their cocks? Was that really the thing that was making the difference?
To be fair, cruise rooms and cabins are very small, and gay men are very good utilizers of natural light. So they probably wanted to use the natural light to expand the space more, because when you're a power bottom, you want to make sure your face looks the best.
And now you know. All right, number two in Cooler Tool, the I moved that story. Number two would be Spike Lee for retweeting the wrong address. Larry?
This one's a tough one because,
why?
Not to be douchey,
I can't wait.
But I met Spike Lee and he's actually a really cool guy. I have pictures of him.
We're not asking if Spike
no,
Lee is a cooler
I know,
tool.
That's what makes it hard. I feel like I had this cool connection with Spike Lee, which is totally obnoxious and ridiculous. I know it. I'm owning it, but I can't help. I can't betray my Spike, so I'm going to say cool.
O-M-G. O-M-G.
Mel?
Tool. Double tool, because A, he retweeted the wrong address. That's just dumb in itself, but the fact that he did it in the first place was irresponsible and dangerous.
Yeah. His action was stupid, but Spike Lee is cool. The action
but that's
was stupid.
Not what the cooler tool was. I know. You didn't answer the cooler tool.
What was exactly, was it
Spike Lee retweeting the wrong address?
The action itself was a tool.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was absolutely a tool move. And it was,
thank you, my boy, though.
And it was dangerous because you never know who's going to read that. And it was, first of all, even if it was his address, if somebody goes there and kills the guy, that's wrong. It's just as wrong is what happened originally, if not more so. And Spike Lee is now culpable for that because you found that out. Second of all, worst case scenario, it's the wrong address. Somebody goes there, guns ablazing, kicks in the front door and starts shooting and kills one.
Elaine.
Elaine is dead now because
from
of Spike
Seinfeld?
Lee. Sure. Whoever.
No, it said the lady that lived there's
name
was Elaine.
That's right. I was like, why are we bringing up Seinfeld?
Yeah, I have a good memory.
Lady Elaine from Mr. Rogers.
Oh my God, I'm going to smash your heads together.
My head.
We're lost.
Don't be homophobic.
Not your little heads, your big heads.
Anyway, and finally in Cooler Tool, Apple for overpromising what their gadget can do. Larry.
That's just tricky.
See, you made this one tricky by how you worded it.
I know, that's the whole point. Because they did. They really overpromised what it could do. Now.
So restate it for the record.
Apple. For overpromising what their gadget can do.
The act itself is tool.
Mel?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they made it look like magic. I mean, people are also tools for believing that something could do that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, they're tools for making it seem like it could do magic.
Siri did make me feel better about myself today.
Siri didn't do therapy with me today. Siri didn't do my nails.
Yeah, you know, and I, as somebody who does marketing for a living, really, I admire a little bit of what they did, but it's absolutely a tool move. Now, they didn't flat out lie. They just really sort of enhanced it and biffed it up a little bit.
They did the equivalent of a gay guy on a dating site saying that his endowment is like 8 inches, and really it's like 5.5.
He measured from the base.
He measured from the back of his ball sack.
Do straight men measure their cock as much as gay men?
I can't imagine that we would.
Do you know how long your cock is?
No.
Do you know how long Paul's cock is?
No. I've never measured it. Is that what you're asking me? Yeah. No, I've never measured his penis. No.
I think every gay man would be able to tell you the length of his penis in a half second.
Well, now we've
just
learned.
Curious. I'm sorry.
We've learned a valuable difference between.
Eric, do you know the size of your penis? Please send it in. Thank you.
No. Oh no.
You're not your penis. He's married. Eric is married.
Okay.
I needed to fight both of your homophobia.
I'm not afraid of gay
How
people.
How am I homophobic?
I don't know.
What did I do?
I'm
outraged as
I'm
a gay
like
man.
Kathy Griffin here.
I'm not afraid. I don't want to know too much about anybody. Really?
Oh, I do.
Oh, I know.
I'm re-editing my biography to put my cock length in it.
Then I'm going to put my labia in inches.
My clitoris is approximately 4 centimeters in diameter.
Mel, I think you should go depth. Go depth.
Oh, God. I'm not doing that. That would be uncomfortable.
Can you measure that?
Well, yeah, you go to hit the cervix, man.
Do you just put a ruler in it? Do girls do that? Seriously?
I don't think so.
Yes, a metal straight edge ruler. That
you know, if you
Google
ruler porn, it's probably out there.
Okay. The show's now officially gone off the rails. And you know what that means? It's time for the strangest story I saw all week. And it comes from West Covina, California, in Southern California.
You know where that is?
Sure. Medical marijuana delivery man attacked by ninjas. Seriously, that is the headline. West Covina police say two people in ninja costumes robbed a medical marijuana delivery man, but it's not clear how much money or marijuana was taken.
I didn't know ninjas like weed.
Seems counterintuitive.
That's how they achieve their state of peace. Anyway, apparently the victim in his 40s was scared and dropped a bag containing marijuana and the money, and the attackers took it. Because, of course, he's a stoner. So if ninjas showed
up, he's a smoker, not a fighter.
Listen, if two ninjas showed up, you'd probably drop your weed and your money too and run away. And this is the best, other than the headline, they saved the best line of the story for last. Lieutenant says he knows of no other ninja style thefts recently. So it is
well
not
played.
So it is not, in fact, a ninja crime wave, but ninjas are on the loose.
I had a friend who got in huge trouble when he was in high school because he organized a ninja melee, and he had all these people dressed as ninjas, and they ran onto the field during a football game and then all ran away. And he was videotaping it, and of course he got caught because they were like, why would you have known to be videotaping today if you didn't know there was ninjas coming?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Oh, man, I watch you pull up stuff because I sit on your side of the couch, and this makes me so crazy. I can't even tell. I was screaming when I watched this video today.
This is the best thing ever. So this couple, it's a husband and wife, and they're driving in a car.
Damn heterosexuals.
And this guy obviously doesn't think much of his wife's ability to do math.
It's not even math.
It's
She's not doing math. It's using your brain. She has not a brain cell.
See, and this...
I mean, I'm not good at this stuff either, and it takes me a second to sort of think things out, but she made me want to rip my eyeballs out.
How long did it take you to come up with the answer? Take a drink, Eric.
I hate you so much.
So
Eric, take a big sip.
So anyway, it's a married couple, and they're driving in the car, and he's filming, and he asks his wife.
All right, we're traveling from Logan to Boise, and I just proposed a math question to my beautiful wife, Chelsea. And the question, very difficult to calculate, is if you are traveling 80 miles per hour, how long does it take you to go 80 miles? Okay, what do you think, Chell? Let's go through the process. What do you think?
Well, if I run the mile in about 9 minutes...
Wait,
What about the tire turning thing you were talking about? You think that affects it?
Well, I'm just guesstimating probably about, it turns about 400 times in a mile.
That's just calculate, like guessing calculations?
Yeah, I don't know how you would work that out.
She is a really pretty, clueless-looking blonde girl.
Are these guys, are they Mormon? They're going from Logan to Boise.
If I run a mile in, like, 9 minutes...
The husband has the biggest smile on his face. He's loving this.
He keeps turning the camera back to him. He's holding it in his hand, which he's also driving with.
And he's doing the eyebrow waggle.
Takes me a mile. And we're going 80 miles. I'm running at about probably 10 miles per hour, if that.
Yeah.
So basically, she never gets to the point. She never actually gets it. I'm not going to sit here and go through the whole thing. It's 4 minutes long. But you can find it online. Anyway, they've now been on the morning shows, and Chelsea isn't mad anymore.
Because she's famous.
So how did she feel about becoming a worldwide laughingstock after her husband posted the video? The answer is, and I quote, "At first I was shocked and then really mad." That's what she said on Good Morning America, and they showed up together. I was like, "How could you do this to me?" she recalled.
I like how you made her a valley girl.
I know. "But I realize our marriage is deeper than that. I love him," she added. "Our relationship has grown from this. We've had to rely on each other and grow closer, I guess. Go figure."
Oh my God, I want to kill her.
So my question, Mel, is this. If, let's say, Paul did something like this to you, because, I mean, you admittedly have issues with math here and there.
It's true.
And we all have moments
I have issues with common sense, honestly, and I admit that. Like, sometimes the most common sense things elude me, and he gets crazy annoyed.
Let's be honest. Everybody has a moment where we do something stupid or say something. Not
I never
everybody
have.
But Larry. It's a straight person problem. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All straight people have this issue where at some point you say something stupid or you do something, and then you're like, oh my God. How long would it take you to forgive Paul if he did something like this?
I'm a bitch.
Right.
And I hold a grudge.
Right.
And while I love him more than anybody ever in my whole life, probably, that I've ever loved, and I would not break up with him per se, I would be furious.
Let me put it on a scale of 1 to 10, how miserable would you make his life?
Oh, 12.
and would
That's
you
hot.
He'd pay. He'd pay. I'd be furious.
Would you spank him?
Because I'm also really self-conscious, and I do not like looking stupid in public, like at all. Like, that drives me crazy. I do not like looking stupid or being made to look stupid, which you do to me all the time.
Well, that's your role on the show, Mel. These are
oh, man, that was mean.
Why don't straight people get along?
You hired me to be the stupid one?
No, I didn't hire you to be the stupid one.
Fuck. that was rough.
No, Mel, I didn't hire you at all. I'm not paying you anything.
Maybe
if more people went to Amazon and through our website and bought stuff, we'd be able to pay you something.
Mel, you're my smart girl.
You're the smartest lady on the show, Mel.
That didn't help at all.
No, you're
the hottest girl on the show.
It's true. That's true. Mm. Can't argue with that.
You've got the tightest vagina on the show.
Mm-hmm. You're the smartest lady on the show, too.
I'm going to go home and kill myself.
That's not funny to joke about. And as a counselor person,
I'm all alone, so no one will be there to find me.
Mel, do you have
days.
A plan? Let's talk about this.
Rusty's going to eat my face off because he'll be hungry.
Is Rusty the name of your vibrator?
Rusty's the dog.
That's not helping anything. No, but it's not that. I'm just.
I love that you just said, though, that's why I'm on the show, is to be the stupid one.
No, that's not exactly what I said.
Play back the tape.
There's no tape here, Mel. Come on. This is the 21st century. See?
It was an expression.
I know. No, you're on the show for a number of reasons, and one of them is you're a great comic foil. It's a role that you play very well.
That's true.
Larry gets all uppity.
You're uppity.
I get uppity?
You're an uppity gay.
What the fuck does that mean?
See, just like that.
Fuck you, breeders.
but back to your original question, he'd pay for weeks.
Yeah.
Would you spank him for real?
No, because that's too sexual and flirty.
She would not touch him.
No, I wouldn't talk to him. He would suffer.
No sex?
No sex.
There would be no conversation.
Would he be allowed to masturbate in your house?
No.
Not in front of me. He'd be sleeping in the other room. If he was sleeping with me, he'd probably have to go to his sister's for a week or two because I'd be so annoyed.
Wow.
Yeah, and this girl's on
public humiliation on YouTube. I'd kill him.
Yeah, and this is
coming from the girl who said earlier at the show that she
that he told me not to post them, and I didn't even consider it.
And you posted it, and you said I couldn't tell anyone. Oh, that's a lie, Paul.
That was so mean.
Paul, I'm kidding.
The funny thing is, part of the reason he didn't, the main reason, not because he was being goofy and silly with the dog, the main reason he didn't want to post it was because he felt he looked fat, which is ridiculous. Because if you've ever seen my boyfriend.
22-year-old sorority girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah, your boyfriend's
talk
not fat.
He's svelte
as could be. Totally sexy and lean.
He's actually on the skinny side.
And he's like, my belly. I'm like, you're mad. You're insane. You're sexy and tattooed and delicious and you're crazy.
Mm. He's sexy and he knows it.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
So, yeah, that was what struck me as odd. Not the posting, because the guy looks like a douchebag when he's doing it, and he probably is a bit of a douchebag.
My brother does that kind of stuff to my sister-in-law all the time, and she bursts into tears every time. It's hard to watch.
That's sad.
He, when they were visiting, because they were just here over the weekend, he was watching on his iPad, like, something with the baby, so the baby's on his lap, and they're watching it, and my sister-in-law goes, "What are you watching, Mike?" And he mouths over the baby's head to her, "Porn." And... we all thought that's kind of funny, right? She flipped out.
Why?
She's like, "That's not funny. I just asked you a simple question. Why do you always do this? Why do you always try to make me look stupid in front of people?" And I'm like, "Ew, easy, girl. He's just trying to be funny."
Oh boy, that's bad. When you immediately think someone is.
But I think it's true though. I think my brother does get in. You know, he has that sort of performing in front of a crowd thing, and she gets the brunt of it. So I think she's already on edge when they're in public because he does sort of pick on her.
Sure,
and
honestly, I've been in relationships when that's been the situation too, and. The best solution for that, at least with me, because I'm not a dick, at least not intentionally, is just go...
Although, according to a hobo I heard outside of Walgreens, you have a big one.
You know, fuck that guy.
With your big wiener, I bet he would like it.
I told him to wait for you. The
I don't
want to
fuck
her. No. Usually the best solution to that is like honest communication. Just go, look, when you do that, I feel like crap, and I really wish you wouldn't do that anymore. Because guys... don't get it a lot of times. We do stuff, we're having fun, we're laughing, and that's often a game. Like, I mean, you and I do it on the show in a completely platonic way, where I'll say something that I don't necessarily mean to sort of emphasize something, to make fun of something, and then you backhand me in the arm.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a microcosm of the relationship we have, but even when you're in a romantic relationship, that's the sort of back and forth play that happens a lot. Is they'll be making fun of each other. You'll needle each other. And then what happens is one person goes a little too far.
Yep.
And they don't necessarily mean to. I'm guessing in your relationship, it's usually you.
Maybe.
Okay. And then you lead to that. So that's kind of what it comes to. So before you get all mad and you start snapping at the least little thing, maybe you pull them aside and go, "Hey, that bugs me when you do that. Please stop."
Now, you mean by going too far that I push or that I snap? I'm the snappy one.
Oh, see,
he'll joke and I get all aggravated. Oh,
okay, see, I would have thought that you, because you're very jovial, and you might just sort of push a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and then...
I think we both do it, but I think I snap. He never gets mad. Paul does not ever lose his cool, but once a year, and I get snappy.
Once a year, and man, is that a great New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Gunfire in the air, shirt off in the yard.
He got mad once at my GPS, and he almost threw out the window. And he bought it for me.
Well, then it was his right to throw it out the
that's
window.
That's what he said.
Sure. That's great logic.
Heterosexual couples sound really interesting.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Now, Larry, a few shows back, you were defending some terrible song by saying, well, it went to number one, and terrible songs don't go to number one.
True.
Well, no, that's not true at all. And I have the top 10 songs that went to number one that are terrible.
For the record, I love all but one of these.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're all... Oh, that's not the one of them. That's not it. This is it.
Oh, this is a good song. Anyone who doesn't like the song hates America.
Yeah, this song was number one. It's terrible.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Is this a song?
It is. It's the Bat Dance by Prince.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This town needs an enema.
Batman.
Terrible song. Yeah. That was number one. That's this is number awful. One.
I love these songs.
All these songs are good.
Oh,
really? Don't worry, be happy?
That's a terrible song.
Don't
only
worry,
if you're an
be
angry
happy.
Person, can you not like that
right?
song? Yeah. Oh, my God. I love this song. Oh, my God. Please let it play.
Larry likes terrible music.
I love them.
my fire, the one desire.
Butt plug. Let's try one out.
When I say I want it that way.
Everyone loves this song.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Yay, gay dudes.
For my love, love's going to leave me.
All number one songs. Terrible.
All these
love.
Songs are good. What
no,
are you gonna play
not.
A bad song? Oh my god, it's like a bye song.
It's a terrible song.
That was the moment we needed the most.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
All these songs are good.
So fun.
No, they're
still
not.
Waiting a bad song.
What I really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want.
What I really, really want.
I wanna this is actually kind of a fun
this
song.
This is the only one I don't care for.
All terrible. Yeah, here's another one's number one. I'll let you buy on this one, Mel, if you like this one. But it's another number one song that's terrible. I'll let girls have a pass on this one.
Gender.
Oh, I love
this song.
It's so sweet.
All right.
That's like, you're beautiful, right?
Yes. Here's another song that was number one. Chuck Berry's only number one song. It's called My Ding-a-ling.
Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Won't you play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling? My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Won't you play with my ding-a-ling?
And let's go back to the 60s for another horrible number one song. This is Bobby Goldsboro, and the song is called...
Bobby Goldsboro.
The song is called Honey.
I actually like the song.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big.
The song is just
I
laughed at her, awful.
She got mad the
first
day that she planted it.
Of course there is.
Just a twig.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Then the first
so that's it. That's the list of. That's just a short sampling of terrible songs.
I stand by. I
one.
Must. I either I love terrible songs or whatever. I love them.
Do you know what I just learned? That the song "Relax" is about anal sex. I had absolutely no conception that was what it was.
Relax. Don't do it.
I literally.
When you
how the fuck would
it,
I know
when
that?
You wanna come,
I was like in fourth grade when
the song
you want
to come.
No, completely oblivious. When someone told me that, I was like, "What?" So I actually googled the lyrics. And I was like. Wow, it is.
So now George Michael wearing that Frankie Says Relax t-shirt makes a lot more sense,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it completely does. I just thought it was something I was too young to get. Like, I didn't understand
and,
it.
And you were.
And oh, Larry. You know, it's funny that you did that list because I'm on a podcast in a couple months and I have to do a top 10 worst song list. And I've got 20 songs on my list and I can't pare them down. Listeners, if you have top 10 worst songs, email us your suggestions because I need help.
Well, that I just gave you a nice list right there.
What's my email?
Oh, and we each have email addresses at the show. New email address. You can email us individually and as a collective if you want to add us as a group. Your email address is mel@natedarlingshow.com.
mel@natedarlingshow.com. Send me song ideas for top 10 worst songs.
And gentlemen, send pictures of your wang to her.
And if you're sending wang pictures, send them to larry@natedarlingshow.com. That's your email address. Mine is nate@natedarlingshow.com.
I'm a connoisseur of fine art.
Sure. Whatever works for you. Now, this we're coming near the end of the show, and I wanted to end on sort of a positive note before we get to small town news. And you know how some people will post things on Facebook like, yeah, I'm kind of bummed out or whatever, and some people do it a lot, like daily.
The people who make you feel grateful for your life?
Well, I call them Facebook pity whores. And the people who do it all the time. The other day, I was kind of having a weird day, and I kind of was bummed out about stuff. Are you two doing like sign language?
We were communicating because we didn't want to name someone.
I was spelling.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Do you know sign language?
No, I don't. I'm just going to carry on with the show for
carry
for the
on my wayward son.
We need a musical edition.
Yeah, you should sign the whole show. We'll put you in a little circle down at the bottom. Oh, wait, it's an audio podcast. It won't work. See, I do it to him, too, because because I'm a dick.
I really love when straight men are mean to gay men. It's called bullying.
No, it's called, look.
That had you just said, listen, little gay game. Boy, go back in your gay closet. Don't be gay.
To be
butch up.
To be fair, that's what straight guys do to each other. We shit on each other all the time. So, and I didn't know gay dudes
were in a scat like that. That's
hot. Not literally.
Ew, poo play is not hot.
Okay, yes. Blah, blah, blah. You get sad, you get on the internet.
No.
You post that you're sad. People, not you. I mean, in general. Yes.
So I was having kind of one of those days where I kind of was bummed out about stuff, and Larry and I were chatting online about it. You know, one of those things where you just are kind of feeling off or whatever. And somebody posted this to my Facebook page, and I listened to it, and I felt better, so I wanted to share it with everybody.
The most astounding fact is the knowledge that the atoms that comprise life on Earth, the atoms that make up the human body, are traceable to the crucibles that cooked light elements into heavy elements in their core under extreme temperatures and pressures. These stars, the high mass ones among them, went unstable in their later years. They collapsed and then exploded, scattering
our Christian audience
their enriched
is
guts across the galaxy.
This did not happen.
Guts made of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and all the fundamental ingredients of life itself. These ingredients become part of gas clouds that condense, collapse, form the next generation of solar systems, stars with orbiting planets. And those planets now have the ingredients for life itself. So that when I look up at the night sky, and I know that, yes, we are part of this universe, we are in this universe, but perhaps more important and both of those facts is that the universe is in us.
So that was one of the things. I just felt very, you know how you have those days where you just feel very alone and the universe feels like a very big place?
Yep.
That was kind of how I was feeling. And one of my friends posted that to my wall. And it's called The Most Astounding Fact by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And so if you want to search for that, just search for The Most Astounding Fact on YouTube. And that I listened to that. And it sort of put things in a weird, you know, it doesn't make any difference, obviously, in your actual thing.
Gives you a little perspective.
Right. Well, and that's really the whole thing with when you're feeling bad a lot of the times, unless there's a bigger underlying problem, a lot of how you feel about stuff is how you're looking at it. Not necessarily the reality of it, but your perception of the reality of it. So that was something that made me feel good, and I just wanted to share that with everybody.
I liked
I'm
it.
I'm glad you did.
So that's...
I actually forwarded that to a couple people.
Cool.
That was so gay. I can say it, you can't.
Exactly.
And we didn't get to, there's stuff we'll have to save for next week.
We've got a bunch of stuff.
We didn't get to the Harry Potter guy.
Well, that wasn't really that exciting.
I know, but I thought it was funny.
All right, well, we have time for that because that's virtually nothing. Let me
only because I really, 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 really like Harry Potter.
So there were some riots in London a while back, and Harry Potter actor Jamie Whalett was jailed for it. He was featured in Harry Potter films.
See, he was a villain in the movies, too.
Mm-hmm. Jailed for 2 years for his part in the London riots. He played the Hogwarts bully Vincent Crabbe. He was found guilty of violent disorder at London's Wood Green Crown Court. He admitted swigging from a stolen bottle of champagne. And for that and a few other things, he gets 2 years.
It's hard, though, whenever I think of British people rioting in my mind, it's very much like, jolly old chap, let's go drink some tea and rebel rouse.
So he
in my mind, that's what it sounds like.
He was captured on camera, ironically, with a hood over his head. Damn hoodies, they'll get you every time.
Oh, too soon.
He took a bottle of champagne from a rioter who had just looted a supermarket and started drinking the very expensive contents. Judge Simon Carr said, every judge in England is named Simon, I think. A considerable amount has been said about what's happened over those few days. Anyone watching the footage in this case can only imagine the mayhem that took place on the streets. So from Harry Potter to 2 years in the pokey, you're not in America, you're in England. You have no freedoms. Ha ha.
You do see, I do picture them being very civil about
right.
their destruction.
Oh no, my knicker's got a rip. Oh no.
Really?
Your accent is awful.
I have the best British accent. My friend Ross would guarantee.
It's pretty amazing.
My favorite is to have English British people pretend they're Americans. I love hearing people say, hey guys, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Let's go. Awesome. Let's go get some new sneakers. That's what they do. I love it.
That's funny.
Okay, Mel, we've reached the end of the show, and we end the show with the same thing every week, and it is...
Small town news, small town news. Everybody loves that small town news.
And we go back to the great state of Vermont, to Windsor, Vermont, down in one corner of the state, where week after week, someone has dumped trash bags along Hunt Road. This time, the culprit forgot to think ahead, leaving behind a note with the first two names. Tuesday is trash day for Dave, said the town manager, Tom Marsh. And the other thing was, my neighbor and I are apparently Dave's trash men. Marsh and his neighbor frequently drive by the spot under the Interstate 91 overpass, picking up the trash bags every Tuesday. The idea that there really isn't any personal information there, it really seems planned, Marsh said. Until this week, when the neighbor went through the garbage and found a note written by a Charlie to a David. It reads in part, David, whatever you had running in your front room last night must not be. 10 begins the quiet hours in our building for our leases.
Doesn't this sound like they're in England? Who writes like
it
that?
It really does.
I thank you in advance for attending to this matter. She just came across it today, and she brought it to me, Marsh said. In essence, it says, David, could you keep the noise down? Charlie. Hey, thanks a lot for translating that. We couldn't fucking figure that out, you jackass.
It was written strangely.
Yeah, but it's still in English.
Right, it must not be what you had.
Oh, no, where are the tea and scones, love?
So according to the note, Charlie lives in apartment number 4. Marsh says he thinks David is a neighbor who lives in the same building or complex as Charlie. Way to put that together
there. I bet you could track him down. The town can't be that big. It's small town news for a reason.
It is, and it's not. They'll figure it out. And the note's dated, and they dated the note too, and it's written on graph paper.
Students or teachers. Yeah. Usually when we do small town news, I'm always like, why would you put this in the paper? But I loved this article. It makes me want to go find this guy.
Yeah, well, and this is sort of a bigger issue when people are dumping trash, especially when you're talking about...
And it's a good mystery.
Yeah, so it is small town news, though. Because here's the headline. Note brings town closer to finding serial dumper.
Serial dumper.
Dump, dump, dump.
Subheadline. Charlie writes to David about loud noise.
Charlie, I'm going to send you a letter in post.
Aren't we all sort of serial dumpers?
David.
I dump a lot.
10 o'clock begins our quiet time.
Right, if you could quiet down then.
A quiet
time.
That'd
be great.
I'll be over. You put on the ball gag and the gimp outfit, and I'll be over at 10 for quiet time. I've left Larry speechless.
Let's go to the cricket pitch.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
I need a butt plug, love.
Oh, my God.
I'm only going to talk in a British accent. I have the best accent ever.
Let's do one whole show in bad accents.
I studied in London. Where's my tea?
So known for bad accents that sometimes during our shows, the audience will actually start clapping or laughing before I even start in the accent.
Oh.
It's pretty sad.
You're like Jeff Foxworthy with you might be a redneck if,
yeah,
except it's for
it
bad
coming.
Accents.
Yeah.
That's not bad. At least you're known for something.
Yeah.
Better to be known for something than for nothing.
Unless it's genital herpes.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that at all.
Oh, speaking of which, really quick, final genital. You know how we talked about the circumcision thing with the rabbi sucking on the wieners last week?
Oh, God. Yes.
And the kids were getting the herpes?
Sure.
Did you see the story about Alicia Silverstone who chews up her food and spits it into her kid's mouth? And they were saying that that's not healthy either. But
a bird?
Yes.
Oh, God. Did you see
there's video.
Did you see what January Jones is all over the news is doing right now?
No, Larry.
What? Jesus. Sit down, everybody. January Jones, who's the hot divorcee on Mad Men.
Don't know if she's hot, but go on.
She admitted to when she gave birth, she had her placenta freeze-dried, dehydrated, and made into
delicious
capsules.
Delicious, delicious
into
vitamins.
Into little capsules that she digests every day, and they make her feel incredibly better about life.
Yeah, that's not anything new, dude.
No. Yes.
No, it's not.
It's disgusting and gross.
Well, you may think so, but
eating
women...
Eating placentas has been in history for forever, but it's pretty gross.
Correct. Yeah. I understand eating placentas,
I once took one to
doing all
school.
That steps is not cool.
Well, but Larry...
Eat it natural. I'm pro-natural
placenta.
Throw
it on the grill.
You don't freeze-dries it. You don't freeze-dry... How do I say that word? Freeze-dry. You don't freeze-dry it. Condense it and turn it into capsules.
Why not?
That's anti...
It'll keep longer.
If God wanted us to do that, placentas would be made with little capsules, but they're not.
Do you really want to go the God argument, Larry?
Yes. Scientologists also have to eat the placenta when they're
so
born.
Why don't we eat cows just straight off the field and just eat them raw? Oh, Larry. I once brought a placenta to school for show and tell.
Did you?
Did you?
How was that?
It was pretty interesting.
I mean, how many people in your class turned gay after that?
I think some of the little kids. I was little. I think some of the kids were traumatized.
What were you, like first grade?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Was it the one you came out in?
No.
Okay.
My mommy says my placenta
tasted like pancakes.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so I've actually pulled baby calves out of cows. So I've seen like the enlarged size placenta. It's the same deal. It's a placenta. It's just around a calf.
And all the after gush?
Yeah, the afterbirth. That's the placenta and all of the other fluids, the amniotic fluid. It's the fluid of life, Larry.
In high school, we watched a video of a woman give birth. And I went to an all-boys school, and she gave birth. Okay, that was fine. And then all the gunk came out after, which was varying degrees of red and black.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I said, "Dear God, thank you for making me gay. Amen." At that moment. And I'm going to say about half my class turned gay at that moment. I'm not kind of exaggerating.
I'm pretty sure.
Why would you want to put anything of your junk in that junk?
Wow. Wow, he's hating.
This coming from a guy who puts his penis where poop comes out.
I don't tell you what I do sexually.
Okay, come on. It's time to go home. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah, we're getting there. Hey, another big announcement. One more big announcement. Sorry. Starting a new podcast soon.
You're becoming a podcast whore.
I am. I'm going to have another podcast.
You were.
With Hootie, actually.
Hootie Hoo!
And it is called the On Demand Super Show. And you can actually search for On Demand Super Show on Facebook, and you can like us on there. So,
and what will you be? What will the theme be?
You know what? You can like us on Facebook and find out. We're not launching the show for another few weeks, but we're sort of building up. If you like us on Facebook, that's the best way to sort of find out a little bit of stuff there. We're throwing stuff here and there. We're kicking around some ideas.
Wait, say the name one more time.
The On Demand Super Show.
Okay, got it.
On Facebook, if you want to do that, we're also on Twitter as well, but. All he does, Hootie basically takes care of it. He just retweets stuff on Twitter. But if you really want to know, it's on Facebook. There's also a page on NateDarlingShow.com, too, because it's going to be coming out of the same place, much like the placenta and the blood afterward.
And baby.
We're the placenta, and the other stuff is going to be the on-demand super show.
I'm sure Hootie appreciates
that. See how we've... more than you know.
Hootie, your afterbirth.
It is not. And I'm not sure if he's going to be going by Hootie or by his real given name. We'll sort that all out. But there's another podcast coming soon. It's very exciting.
You could call it Hootie and the Man.
except that we've already named it the On Demand Super Show.
But I like Hootie and the Man.
Well, maybe that'll be the subheadline. like leaving a note for somebody. So anyway, that's the show for this week.
Good golly, good night.
Hey, everybody, remember, go to iTunes and subscribe and rate the show. The old feed's going away this weekend. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
And email me. I'm starving for mail.
Email Mel. Mel at NateDarlingShow.com. And everybody, have a good week. Happy April to everybody. Don't get fooled too badly. We will see you all next week.
Bye.
Have
Fuck you, straighties. Bye.